event. And then international news, U.S. Taliban strikers battle rages for key town.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. Zambia has recorded its second mpox-related death involving a 10-year-old boy from Mpika District in Machinga Province. Speaking during a press briefing in Lusaka today, Minister of Health, Dr. Elijah Mchima, has announced that between 2nd and 15th April 2025, the country recorded 13 new mpox cases. He said these include 6 from Machinga Province, 2 from the Copper Belt, 2 from Lusaka, 2 from Mashindano, and 1 from Mongu District. Dr. Mchima has stated that this brings the accumulated number of mpox cases reported across the country to 49. He said to date, 32 patients have been discharged, while 15 individuals remain under monitoring. Meanwhile, the minister has also disclosed that one new cholera case has been reported in Lusaka's Kanama compound.
This brings the cumulative total number of cases reported countrywide to 49, and these have been reported from 6 provinces as follows: Saka 32, Copper Belt 12, Jinka 9, Western 3, Northwestern 2, and Central Province 1. Sadly, according to the second infox related death, this was 10 year old from Mpika in Jinka Province.
The Germany government has announced that 3 independent solar power developers under the Get Fit Zambia program, including the Copper Belt Energy Corporation, are finalizing negotiations with financial institutions aiming to reach financial closure ahead of the construction of 120 megawatts of solar power plants. Speaking during the power explosion meeting held at State House this afternoon, Germany Ambassador to Zambia Anne Mitchell has stated that Get Fit is a collaborative initiative between Ministry of Energy, ZESCO, and the Germany Development Bank. She said the program is designed to catalyze private sector investment in small and medium-scale renewable energy independent power projects in Zambia. Ambassador Mitchell has confirmed that the first phase of tenders has already been concluded, resulting in 6 offers from 6 independent power producers, and each producer will supply 20 megawatts of solar energy, totaling 20 megawatts to be connected to the national grid through the Get Fit program.
We already had a first round of tenders, and this is concluded, and we have offers from 6 independent power producers offering 6 times 20 megawatts of solar power to be connected to the grid. They are currently working on the financial closure, being really in the discussions now with the banks and the commercial independent power producers. And we are very hopeful that this will move now very, very quickly.
And Get Fit Zambia Program Director Judy Raphael has disclosed that developers are obligated to complete construction within a 12-month period, with groundbreaking expected to commence in June this year.
Our target COD at this stage is Q2 2026, but in order for us to achieve that date, we must reach financial close by June 2025. So we've been working tirelessly, I think, together with ZESCO, Ministry of Energy, ourselves, in order to advance the project so that we meet those timelines. Part of the core criteria in our project agreement is the fact that we've obligated the developers on a 12-month construction period. If they go over the 12-month period, they have to pay ZESCO penalties.
Meanwhile, President Hakainde Hichilema has expressed concern over the construction time frame, stressing the critical role of energy in achieving Zambia's economic growth targets.
Energy, which is very, very important to us. Our growth ambitions of it are unachievable without energy. So this is a very critical sector, and we want to appreciate the work that has been done so far. Maybe I can say it briefly here. I'm taken note of the time frame that has been taken. I think it's great concern to where I'm seated. I'm sure we can do better in terms of accelerating the work that we do.
Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security Jack Mwembu says Zambia remains one of the safest investment and holiday destinations in the world, but that the country, like it, has a solemn duty to defend our sovereignty and provide security to the citizenry. Mr. Mwembu said it was unfortunate for anyone to suggest that Zambia was not a safe destination and that rights of those intending to stay or invest in the country would be intruded upon in view of the Cyber Crimes Act and the Cyber Security Act. He also said security agencies world over have the power and duty to intercept any communication that was inimical to the interests of the nation. Mr. Mwembu has further cited the Cyber Security and Cyber Crimes Act No. 22 of 2021, which has provision that allows for the interception of communication, adding that the aforesaid piece of legislation was never abused by the responsible UPND-led New Dawn administration. He has informed members of the public that no foreign visitor, investor or tourist should develop any fear towards Zambia, especially if they had no criminal intentions. This is according to a statement issued by Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Mwala Kalaluka. Minister of Labour and Social Security Brenda Tambatamba has commended Zambia's economic resilience, citing the country's remarkable turnaround in gross domestic product growth from negative 2.1% to 4.0%. Speaking during the Zambia Federation of Employers 57th Annual General Meeting in Chilanga, Ms. Tambatamba has reaffirmed the government's commitment to directing efforts and investments towards empowering employers as key drivers of economic growth. The minister has also applauded the ZFE leadership for upholding democratic principles by conducting its elections in line with the rule of law.
Our expectation as government is that we will have a ZFE with consultative leadership that will promote peaceful engagement with the labor movement in the country, the tradition that we have followed for years. In fact, UPND and Alliance Partners Administration, under the leadership, able leadership of President Hakainde Hichilema, ratified the International Labour Organization Convention during the year 2020. Fifth country in the SADC region to have ratified this important convention.
Speaking at the same event, ZFE President Myra Ngoma has noted that 2024 has been a challenging year for employers due to the high cost of doing business, which in many cases has led to increased prices of goods and services.
As Zambia is part of the global village, we should, as Zambians, be strategic in our economic management in order to remain sustainable, especially when certain things are happening on the global economy. The shift in global geopolitics and economics means that we need to look inwards for markets and revenue, for the governments to continue with the provision of social services to the vulnerable citizens. Let us prioritize unique value addition.
Police in Lusaka are searching for a Chinese national identified as Sun Yongju, an employee of Shanghai Engineering Company Zambia, after he allegedly stabbed his colleague multiple times following a dispute over a chair in Olympia Park. According to a police spokesperson Ray Hamanga, the incident occurred on the morning of April 16, 2025 and was reported to Emmersdale Police Station through Garden Police Post at around 8:30 hours. Mr. Hamanga explains that the victim, 55-year-old Xiao Wei, an employee of Shanghai Engineering Company Zambia and a resident of Chalala, reported that he had taken a chair from the company's office to the site due to a health condition that prevents him from standing for a long period. He says that this action allegedly sparked a disagreement with his co-worker, identified as Zhang Yongzhu, who is also a Chinese national employed by the same company. Mr. Hamanga says the altercation escalated and Yongzhu reportedly produced a kitchen knife and stabbed Xiao Wei, inflicting a deep wound to the left rib and three additional cuts on the left hand, and the suspect fled the scene immediately after the attack.
Report was made by a male adult, Xiao Wang, age 55, a Chinese national residing in Chalala, house number unknown, and an employee of Shanghai Engineering Company, Zambia. According to the report, the incident occurred earlier yesterday around 07 hours within Olympia Park. It is alleged that the complainant was attacked.